Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name's Vernon Pierce, and in these programmes, I talk to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS. Today, I'm going to be talking about overactive thyroids, or hyperthyroidism, can cause a wide range of symptoms, although it's unlikely you'll experience all of them. The symptoms may develop gradually or suddenly. For some people, they're mild, but for others, they can be severe and significantly affect their life. Symptoms of an overactive thyroid can include nervousness, anxious, and irritability, hyperactivity. You may find it hard to stay still and have a lot of nervous energy, mood swings, difficulty sleeping, feeling tired all the time, sensitivity to heat, muscle weakness, diarrhea, needing to pee more often than usual, persistent thirst, itchiness, or loss of interest in sex. An overactive thyroid can also cause the following physical signs: a swelling in your neck caused by an enlarged thyroid gland or goiter, an irregular and/or unusually fast heart rate, palpitations, twitching or trembling, warm skin and excessive sweating, red palms of your hands, loose nails, a raised itchy rash known as hives, patchy hair loss or thinning, weight loss often despite an increased appetite, eye problems such as redness, dryness or vision problems. If you have an overactive thyroid, your thyroid gland produces too much of the thyroid hormones. There are a number of conditions that can cause your thyroid to become overactive. About 4 in every 5 people with an overactive thyroid gland have a condition called Graves' disease, a condition where your immune system produces antibodies that cause the thyroid to produce too much hormone. The cause of Graves' disease is unknown, but it mostly affects young or middle-aged women and often runs in families. Smoking can also increase your risk of getting it. Less commonly, your thyroid can become overactive if lumps or nodules develop on your thyroid. Nodules are usually non-cancerous or benign, but they may contain thyroid tissue, which can result in the production of excess thyroid hormones. It's not known why some people develop thyroid nodules, but they usually affect people over 60 years of age. An increased level of iodine in your body can cause your thyroid to produce excessive hormones. This can occasionally happen if you're taking medicine that contains iodine, such as amiodarone, which is sometimes used to control an irregular heartbeat or arrhythmia. An overactive thyroid that's caused by a medicine will usually improve once you stop taking that medicine, although it may take several months for your thyroid hormone levels to return to normal. See a GP if you think you may have an overactive thyroid. A diagnosis for overactive thyroid will be based on your symptoms and the results of a blood test that assesses how well your thyroid is working. A GP may arrange for you to have a blood test to check your thyroid hormone levels. Your thyroid hormone levels will be compared to what's normal for a healthy person of your age. A low level of TSH and high levels of T3 and/or T4 usually means you have an overactive thyroid. What's considered normal varies depending on such things as your age and the exact testing technique used by the laboratory. You may be referred to a specialist for further tests to find out what's causing it. You may have another blood test to look for anti-thyroid antibodies. These are usually found if you have Graves' disease, a common cause of an overactive thyroid. A blood test called erythrocyte sedimentation rate may also be done to check for inflammation in your body. If there are signs of inflammation, the increase in thyroid hormones is caused by thyroiditis, or inflammation of the thyroid. A thyroid scan may also be used to look for problems such as lumps or nodules on your thyroid. You'll be asked to swallow a small amount of highly radioactive substance that will be absorbed by your thyroid. It can also be given by injection. A scan is then done to see how much of the substance has been absorbed and to examine the size and shape of your thyroid. You'll usually be referred to a specialist in hormonal conditions, an endocrinologist, who will plan your treatment. The three main treatments are medicine, radioactive iodine treatment, or surgery. We're talking in today's health and wellbeing programme about overactive thyroids. And medicines called thionamides are commonly used to treat an overactive thyroid. They stop your thyroid producing excess hormones. You usually need to take the medicine for 12 to 18 months, and it may be a few months after you start taking it before you notice any benefit. You may also be given another medicine called a beta blocker to help relieve some of your symptoms in the meantime. Once your thyroid hormone levels are under control, your dose may be gradually reduced and then stopped. But some people need to continue taking medicine for several years, or possibly for life. During the first couple of months, some people may experience the following side effects: feeling sick, high temperature, headaches, aching joints, altered taste, upset stomach, and an itchy rash. These should pass as your body gets used to the medicine. Make sure you use effective contraception while taking the drug carbimazole. Taking this while pregnant can harm your unborn baby. A less common but more serious side effect is a sudden drop in your white blood cell count, which can make you very vulnerable to infections. Contact your doctor immediately if you get symptoms such as a high temperature, sore throat, or a persistent cough. They may arrange for a blood test to check your white blood cell count. You may also be given radioactive iodine treatment. It's a type of radiotherapy used to destroy the cells in the thyroid gland, reducing the amount of hormones it can produce. It's a highly effective treatment that can cure an overactive thyroid. You're given a drink or capsule that contains iodine and a low dose of radiation, which is absorbed by your thyroid. Most people only need a single treatment. It can take a few weeks or months for the full benefits to be felt, so you may need to take the medicines we talked about before for a short time. The dose of radiation used during radioactive iodine treatment is very low, but there are some precautions you'll need to take after treatment. Avoid prolonged close contact with children and pregnant women for about 3 weeks. Women should avoid getting pregnant for at least 6 months, and men shouldn't father a child for at least 4 months. Radioactive iodine treatment is not suitable for women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. It's also not suitable if your overactive thyroid is causing severe eye problems. Occasionally, surgery to remove all or part of your thyroid may be recommended. This may be the best option if your thyroid gland is severely swollen because of a large goiter. You have severe eye problems caused by an overactive thyroid. You cannot have other, less invasive treatments, or your symptoms return after trying other treatments. Removing all of the thyroid gland is usually recommended because it stops the symptoms of hyperthyroidism coming back. Remember, you can find more details about what we've been talking about today from the NHS website, nhs.uk. And I'll be back with another health and wellbeing programme very soon here on HRB.